Penguin Audio presents The Bin Ladens, An Arabian Family in the American Century by Steve Call. Read by Eric Singer. Prologue. We all worship the same God. October 1984 to February 1985. Lynn Pagini played piano most mornings at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress Hotel in Orlando, Florida. She was 24, dark-haired, slim, and spirited. She had grown up in Melbourne on the Atlantic coast and studied music at the University of Central Florida. She was drawn to the piano and made a living at it, if barely. The breakfast shift in the Hyatt's cavernous atrium was normally subdued, sleepy tourists fortifying themselves for a day at Disney World, businessmen murmuring about real estate. One morning in October 1984, however, a middle-aged man with bright eyes and a mop of black hair walked over and asked in an unfamiliar accent if she would play Beethoven's Für Elise. He listened appreciatively, then handed her a $20 tip. "Do you play private parties?" he asked. They exchanged business cards. His name was Salem Bin Laden. He had a house just west of Orlando, he told her, not far from Disney World, and he happened to be entertaining some visitors from his native Saudi Arabia who were members of that oil-endowed country's royal family. He owned a piano and hoped she would play at an evening party. A few days later, she drove out State Road 50, which ran due west through miles of orange groves toward Lake County.